segment
on
the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. No, this is good. Richard Pollock, Ezra Ginsberg, Jesse Peltier, and, of course, that was the voice of Dan O'Toole. We are live at the Hockey Manitoba 100th Anniversary Gala, and Dan's getting ready to host, reviewing a few of the cue cards. How are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling great. We've got some Springsteen being played next to us here.
Oh, boy.
Life's good.
A Springsteen
fan.
Dan,
if you want to talk, this is Richie's a huge Springsteen fan. We could do a 10-minute segment right now just on a few albums.
So here's the thing. I was watching a Springsteen. We have a station in the States that always shows concerts, and I stumbled upon an old Springsteen concert. Is that someone's pubic hair on the desk here? Is that a pubic?
That might be one of my beard hairs, Dan.
But I don't have great hair, so follicles. So that could very easily just be one of my hair follicles.
Anyway, guys, so I was watching the Springsteen video, and it was from a concert in like 99, 2000. And he was looking weathered then, and he was a bit chubbier. He's had work done. He's had a lot of facial work done, because I went to look to current modern-day photos, and it's a lot tighter in the face area.
Either that or he's on the paleo diet.
Maybe. He did lose weight. I know that.
Yeah, he has lost weight. Interesting. How much weight has he lost? 10, 15 pounds probably?
I don't know, but Dan, I think, has given it to me.
So go back. You got to look, just like you have to look at LeBron side by side with his old hair and his current hair.
Yep.
Which we did the other night at work, and he's had work done on his hair.
Tom Brady, too.
Tom Brady, for sure.
That's an obvious one.
Yes.
There's some plugs. No questions.
Nobody talks about Brady holding up Super Bowl trophy in his rookie year and the lack of hair then as compared to now with that full head of hair.
Hey, it's Tom Brady. You don't question it.
So you're fortunate, Dan, the full head of hair.
It's just like Springsteen. You don't question it,
That's true.
I'm questioning it.
So what do you think of Deflategate?
As I said, I couldn't believe that we wrote, a 236-page article on balls. Guys, aren't there more pressing issues in the world? So what do you guys think? What is his punishment going to be?
I think max will be 4 games.
Yeah, because right now in Vegas, it's the over-under is 3.5.
Yeah, I think max is 4. I think he'll get 2.
If it was a crap quarterback, it'd be like 6.
Oh, 100%.
Let's all admit that.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. I think he's got to get something because of the stakes, and now everything's leaking out, and the integrity, what's been going on with the NFL. Yeah, absolutely. He's got to, if it's 2-4, whatever, he's got to get suspended.
Here's my question about this whole report. How did they get cell phone text messages from these two yahoos?
They voluntarily gave them up.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, but Brady wouldn't give his up. That's what happened.
Because I was going to say, okay, they get these so easy, but they can't get the Ray Rice video from a casino where there's cameras everywhere.
That's closing. A casino that's closing.
Yeah. It's, anyway.
Dan, how has the transition been for you? We'll talk about you for a bit, and then we'll talk about the Hockey Manitoba event that, of course, you're hosting. How's the transition been for you to Fox Sports 1?
Transition's been great. We've gone from, during hockey season, doing 45 minutes of highlights to start a highlight show to doing 5 minutes near the back end. So that was the biggest jarring adjustment. We're two countries that are connected by a border, but our appetites for sports are so wide. It's a massive chasm. I always tell people this story. We can lead with about 10 football games, college football games, on our station at Fox Sports 1, which would never see the light of day on TSN unless someone died in that football game. So it's going from 0 in college sports to a 100, and it's impossible not to get wrapped up in the college atmosphere, because NFL's massive in the States, but college football is a very close second. It is huge.
We're joined by Dan O'Toole at the 100th Anniversary Gala for Hockey Manitoba. And Dan, I was just reading, yesterday before you came on, your ratings spiked big time. Up 75%, I saw recently. So
wasn't Jay on vacation, though?
Well, it's easy to spike when you go from 2 viewers to 10. So that's easy to spike. The biggest thing is live programming. We finally, we're finally getting some live programming. Actually, I'm missing a big night tonight. We've got a NASCAR Sprint Cup race from Kansas on our air, so it's on Fox Sports 1. And that's huge, because that's going to bring us 4 or 5 million new eyeballs. So we have events like that, and UFC we've also piggybacked on, and and Conor McGregor has been a blessing for us, so we just hope that he wins his fight this summer.
So this is what I also wanted to ask you about, this battle, which is hilarious.
By the way, this pube has got me transfixed.
Nobody's touched
Can
it
we
yet,
get
by
someone
way.
To take that
Can
off
somebody
the table?
Please bring
Does
some
anyone
kind
have
of
a tweezers?
Fan?
Guys,
we've got Dan O'Toole here.
I want to do
Let's
a DNA analysis just to prove that it actually isn't mine.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was sitting there earlier, and I got
that
a little bit
true.
Of a beard
are,
going
yeah,
here. So
maybe it is
I apologize,
beard.
Dan.
I don't know.
I should have worn a beard bun.
We're on the radio, Dan. Of course, you guys do your great podcast, Jay and Dan podcast. But your battle, your and Jay's battle with Mike Francesa at Mic'd Up is legendary. If people haven't checked it out, check it out on, I guess, YouTube. But
We have to thank Jay for taking the high road on that one, because after I saw the clip someone sent, I said, oh, Mike Francesa, bash you guys. If people don't know, he is the Pope of sports yes. in New York radio. If you like sports, you listen to his afternoon drive show. And he said, no one watches. No one knows who these guys are. They could walk through Times Square and no one would have a clue who they are. So I took offense to that. I'm like, who is this guy? We're supposed to be on the same team. His show is simulcast right. on our air. And then Jay was brilliant. He just said, hey, well, let's work together, essentially. And then he had some fun with Mike Francesa fake promos. And then Mike read
so
some
funny.
Of our promos. So it all worked out. So kill him with kindness is what I was the moral of the story.
You know, Dan, we're talking about Jay. And I was telling you off air right before you came on and got a chance to meet him. I'd never met him before. He was here, I think it was about a month ago.
He's very tall.
I'm told
he's extremely tall.
Yeah, and more handsome, actually, than he is on TV, which I was a little bit surprised by.
I find
you are as well.
Jarring.
You are as well.
His looks are jarring.
But I'm told that Jay is going to be part of this
yes.
via video. So how did that work? Did he go out and buy a webcam at Best Buy? Or what?
We work for one of the leaders in sports broadcasting. So although you can't take a direct flight from L.A. to Winnipeg, you can get a direct satellite signal. So Jay is on the desk tonight. So
okay.
we've got him live via satellite. We're going to check in with him a few times tonight. So I don't know what he's got planned, but I'm sure it's something.
Hopefully
fun.
He hasn't taken a nap or something like that.
He might because we're off our energy drinks. We have given up yerba mate. We got off NOS. We were on really high octane energy drinks.
This is very LA right now. Like,
no,
this is very LA.
We got really chubby. You drink nothing but energy drinks, then you go to Russia for a month and drink nothing but vodka and eat McDonald's. You are not going to feel well.
So not even Red Bull, nothing.
No, we're going cold turkey,
okay.
And I think he's going to have an energy drink tonight, so he might be a bit haywire.
So is it going to be like when Jay did the trade deadline in his robe and the coffee cup?
I think he'll be in a suit because he'll be at work. So
you
hopefully
never, you never
he'll be
know.
Fully clothed. I don't know.
He might not be wearing pants, but at least from up here you can see. He'll be
exactly. And there will be lots of pubes on the desk.
Dan, you know when you talk like you're
when you
course,
talk about pubes.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you another question about that. No. You know, hosting, I know you've obviously prepared something, but for an event like this, you know, 100 years of Hockey Manitoba.
Wait. It's 100?
100.
100. Down. Okay. I thought it was 10 years.
100.
Okay. I'll correct that in my notes.
I'm sure you've done events like this before, but, you know, first off, do you like doing these types of events?
I love these events. It's amazing to get just thrown right into a province's culture. You get a crash course in everything Manitoba. As you can see here, I'm holding a clipboard. I don't know how many pages this is, but I have to go through all of this. Yes, I wrote when we're having salad. So I write some of my own notes.
Some real penmanship there.
It's got some Fox Sports Live notes.
And a lot of times during these events, you get most of your notes during the event because things are happening and such. And I got some antidotes to... Is it antidotes? It's not...
No.
An antidote
is if you have a problem here, you need an antidote.
Have we got that pube off the table, by the way?
I'm still there.
I've got some antidotes.
If you don't think I'm taking a picture and tweeting that from the Leo Curve account.
There we go. We got a pube cover. There we go. Shark Tank. Go to Shark Tank with that. Hey, O'Leary, invest in this.
Yeah, it's O'Leary here. We're getting offered hors d'oeuvres, so if you want one, Dan, we can obviously destroy Ezzy.
Not
you can...
They wait. Look delicious.
Yeah, now,
is that tuna?
You like living in the States?
I do. Here's the one thing I always tell people. Booze is really cheap.
Real cheap.
Yeah, we live in the U.S.
Like, extremely cheap. My wife kept giving me trouble because I go to the grocery store and I come back with like 5 26ers, 6 cases. She's like, the booze isn't going anywhere. I'm like, but it might. They might put up the prices.
You're almost losing money if you don't drink.
Exactly. It's cheaper than water, which I think it actually is. That was the biggest difference. And the vast array of chain restaurants. But although...
There's a lot of chain.
I saw Chick-fil-A has now... In Canada, there's one at the Calgary Airport.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Carl's Jr. is now in Canada.
Oh, wow.
But you guys still don't have In-N-Out Burger, which...
Dan, my weekends are about to change. No more Subway and McDonald's for me.
Yeah, well, any more plugs for these fast food chains?
And that's the one that has to come to Canada. My favorite sub chain now, Jersey Mike's.
What's that?
It's just delicious.
Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Is it an Eastern one? Or?
It was started in New Jersey, and now it's hit California, and it's going gangbusters. If you ever get a chance, it's delicious. Subway's not a sponsor, are they?
No.
No. Yeah, don't worry.
How long has their meat been sitting out? It's just like, and they're everything's sweating. And it's just, there's no love.
Are we talking
sandwich.
About the people who actually prepare your food? Or?
All of it. The entire situation. I go in there depressed.
Well, yeah, usually you don't want to taste yoga mats in your bread. That's first and foremost, I don't want to be chewing a yoga mat.
Yeah.
And secondly, I mean, bring in some new, like, they've had the cold cut combo for, anyways, I mean, I actually had Subway for lunch today. It's great.
Jay Glazer, who we work with, our NFL insider, he's got the Subway Gold card because he does the advertising.
Oh, okay.
And Subway, pick a spokesperson.
I agree with that, too.
And maybe if you're showing all these athletes in a commercial, font them, put their names there, because a casual sports fan is not going to notice half these guys. No one outside of maybe California and a lot of hotbeds in baseball knows who Mike Trout is.
Yeah.
Don't just put him there and expect us to know him. And why are you paying these many people?
I think
Save your money.
It's time to bring Jared back, I think.
He is back.
Where is Jared? Oh, he's back? Okay.
And I'll tell you.
By the way, we Wikipedia'd him the other day. He's worth like $30 million.
Oh, yeah.
What?
He got in on it early. They gave him a percentage.
Yeah.
Well, they paid him out in sub stamps.
No, you know who they need to bring back?
I remember the sub stamps.
Happy Gilmore. But Happy Gilmore did Subway commercials.
What about Clay Henry?
But seriously, is hearing about Jared's wealth not depressing? He ate Subway sandwiches.
And he kind of put the weight back on, didn't he?
No.
Oh, still up?
I actually think there was a clause in his contract that said he had to keep his svelte figure or whatever it was.
He turned an unhealthy eating habit, well, I guess they said it was healthy, into a fortune.
Yeah, exactly.
If only you could do that, S.
I got to find a place.
We'll leave it at that. Dan O'Toole, appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks,
you're going to be hosting, of course, the 100th anniversary Hockey Manitoba Gala, and we're at Canadiens Polo Park. We appreciate it very much. Oh, boy.
It's a heavy one.
This pube is not moving, and we're going to have to end the show now before there is a distraction.